ध्यायामो लवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। In the previous day, we saw Narada saying that a bhakta will be giving bliss to the entire world. So the simple concept, the simple philosophy behind that is that whatever is inside, that will come out. So whatever is inside has to come out in one or the other way. So rarely do we find that people fake things. So internally having something and externally having something else. That's very, very rare. Not even rare, like we can say it is almost impossible to do that at all times. So imagine that we have a room, and inside the room there is an incense stick burning. So automatically the smell will come out. So in a similar way, if there is some dirt inside the house and the room is open, automatically it will come out. So whatever is inside has to come out at some point of time. So that's why sadhakas, when they start in the spiritual path, at some point of time they would feel that a lot of vasanas are getting created, or too many passions coming out, lot of thoughts in the mind. So they strive a lot, they are struggling, they are focusing, they are doing sadhana, but still there are a lot of vasanas and other stuff coming out. So that's because it has to come out. Whatever is inside will come out, has to come out. So in the same way, a bhakta is always contemplating on Ishvara. For a bhakta, there is nothing but tadeva shrunoti, tadeva bhashayati, tadeva chintayati. So a bhakta is always focused on Ishvara. A person who is always focused on Ishvara, we can feel Ishvara in that person. And what is Ishvara's nature? Ishvara's nature is Sachidanandam. So Anandam. So that means there will be Anandam. We can feel Anandam coming out of such a person. We can feel Anandam everywhere. So because Anandam is there inside, Anandam will come outside as well. So then there comes a question with respect to Bhedam. So Anandam, we experience Anandam when there is no fear. So fear has to completely vanish if we have to experience Anandam. We know Dvitiya Dvai Bhayam Bhavati. Fear comes because of duality, dual notion. So dual notion has to be not there in order for a bhakta to be blissful. So this means that there is no bhedam, there is no duality at all whatsoever. So neha nasti kinchana. So what would be the state of such a bhakta? Such a bhakta's mind, there will be no duality at all. So whatever is seen will be seen as Ishvara. Atma tvam girija mati sahacharaha prana shariram graham. So everything is Ishvara, everything is one or the other way related to Ishvara. So there will be no bhedam at all. There will be no bhedam, no duality at all for such a bhakta. And that is what Narada says in the next sutra. So it is same as what yes, to esmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhut vijanatah tatra ko mohah kah shokah ekatvam anupashyatah. When a person sees everything as one Ishvara, where is bhedam? There is only oneness, vision of oneness. If vision of oneness is there is no bhedam, there is no duality at all. Sarva bhutastam atmanam sarva bhutani cha atmani ikshate yoga yukta atma sarvatra samadarshinah. So a person sees oneness everywhere. Such a yogi who sees oneness everywhere, he sees the self in all and all himself. There is only one. So can there be any duality? So nasti teshu jati vidya rupa kula dhana kriya adi bhedaha. So with respect to such a bhakta, there is no bhedam. With respect to jati, there is no jati. Jati endrum madam endrum uredum bhedam illai kadavulilla purulayengum kanave mudiyavillai. So there is no bhedam. Jati endrum madam endrum uredum bhedam illai. So there is no bhedam. By why there is no bhedam? Kadavulilla purulayengum kanave mudiyavillai. I can't see anything that is not Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. If everything is Ishvara, how can there be any bhedam? There is no bhedam with respect to jati. There is no bhedam with respect to vidya. Learned, ignorant, there is no difference at all. Because there is only advaitam, abhedam. Rupam, there is no rupam. One person is beautiful, one person is not beautiful. So all those are not there. Kulam, with respect to kulam, I am this kulam, I am that kulam, I am a greater kula. What is kulam? It's based on body. Body is not real. What is real? Atman. If a person sees only the Atman, then how can there be any difference? So it is like a person trying to compare a gold necklace with a gold chain. The goldsmith knows there is no difference, so he cannot see any difference. So Rupa Bhedam is also not there. Dhanam, rich person, poor person, Kriya. Some person does very good action. A person is a professor, very good work, profession. Another person is a toilet cleaner. So there is no difference at all with respect to both, with respect to all. So it is same as what Shankara says, jati niti kula gotra duragam nama rupa guna dosha varjitam desha kala vishayati vartiyat brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. So jati niti kulam gotram, all those are not there. Duragam, it is far, the Atman is far away from all these. How the Atman is far away from all this? Atman has to be far away. Because the Atman is advaitam, abhedam. The Atman is one. Atman is unaffected. Atman is real. Whereas all these are unreal. Shesha plosha vikleda cheda chinna baso mama satyairapi anilagnyam bha shastrehi kimutak kalpitehi. So, weapons can't taint me, can't cut me. Water, fire, all those can't touch me. Why they can't touch me? Because I am partless. And even if I am, I have parts. Those are all kalpitam. They are all mayeva udeti chidvyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. It's a gandharva nagaram. There is something which is not real. That which is not real, how can it affect the real? It cannot. So, this body, we go to sleep. When we sleep in dream, we see a lot of things. We see many things happening. We see that we meet with an accident and our face is spoiled. Our body gets spoiled a little bit. We lose one hand. And when we wake up, nothing, all those were gone. Why? Because they are not real. So this kalpitam, it is kalpitam. This lokam, whatever bhedam we see is kalpitam. It is mind. Mind is the cause of all problems. Maneva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho bandhaya vishayasaktam muktaihi naruvishayam smritam. Mind alone is the cause of all problems. That mind which is seeing objects, which is attached to objects, which means which sees namarupam, which sees bhedam, that is the cause of bondage. That will lead to sorrow. Whereas that mind which is focused on Ishvara, on Advaitam, that will lead to Anandam. So, a Bhakta sees only Ishvara everywhere. So, such a Bhakta, how can there be any Bhedam? There cannot be any Bhedam at all. So, Amma gives a story to illustrate this. Of course, the story has a different import as well. So, once a Pandit, a very well-learned Pandit, a respected Pandit, Vinyani, went to teach Gopis Vedanta. So Vedanta is taught in different ways. So then the Pandit went there and he said, Brahma Satyam, Brahman is real, Jagat is Mithya. And then he explained as to how it can be understood properly. So he said, even as snake is seen in rope, similarly, this world is seen in Brahman. So listening or hearing to the word of snake, the gopis started crying. And listening to the word rope, they again started crying. And then the Pandit like continued. So he said, even as there are various gold ornaments, similarly, this world is just Namarupam. Like ornaments are names and forms of gold. Gold alone is real. Similarly, is with respect to this world. Hearing the word gold, Swarnam, Gopi started crying again. And then the Pandit thought, okay, maybe something something is happening, I don't know. So he continued. So he then said, Gadakudyadikam sarvam mrtika matrameva hi tadvad brahma jagat sarvam iti Vedanta dindima. Vedanta gives another analogy, which is mrt with respect to mud. So even as various objects made of mud, mud pot, mud wall and all are names and forms of mud. Mud alone is real. The same way is with respect to this world. And listening to the word mud, gopis started crying again. So now like the Pandit became worried. He didn't know whether it was his mistake. So he asked them like, why are you crying again and again? So then the gopi said, when you initially spoke about snake, immediately we imagined Krishna, the small Krishna dancing on Kaliya, killing the big snake Kaliya, and we cried because he was a small baby. And then when you said spoke about rope, we started crying again because we remembered that Yashoda had tied Krishna with a rope. So poor Krishna, small baby, small kid. And then when you spoke about mud, we imagined like Krishna went through the pain of eating mud in order to show Yashoda that this entire world is inside him, the entire world is Ishvara. So that small baby, he had to eat mud. Even elderly people, they find it tough to eat mud. Eating mud is impossible, very tough. And Krishna did that, the small baby. And then when you spoke about gold ornaments, we remembered Krishna with all his ornaments, including Simantaka, jewel and all. So remembering Krishna, we cried out of love for Krishna. So hearing to all this, the Pandit decided, okay, you are already in Vedanta. I can't teach you anything. And then he just continued. He just went away. So the import is different, but we see that for a bhakta, there is no bhedam. Where is bhedam? Whatever you take up for the gopis, they only remember Ishvara. So whatever you say, Ishvara is brought in. Ishvara is related there. Ishvara smarana is already there. So as Balakrishnan says, Namarupam, remove Namarupam, see Ishvara, sarvadharman parityajya, mam ekam sharanam braja. So renounce all these Namarupam, bhedam. So externally have bhedam, but in the mind, have these bhedam for doing activities, worldly activities, let them continue. But in the mind, negate all those. In the mind, convert them to Ishvara, that there is only Ishvara. So that is what Balakrishnana says. And for bhaktas, it is very easy because their mind is filled, tanmayaha, their mind is filled with Ishvara. So anything and everything will be related, converted to Ishvara. So you'll only remember Ishvara. So when you go say to somebody, snow is very good. Oh, yeah, yeah, it is very good. Like, I remember when year before last, when we went to meet Amma. So at that time, it snowed heavily. It was a tough journey. But Amma was there to protect us. And raining. Oh, raining, like I remember. Once in Trivandrum, Amrita Swarupananda came. What a divine face he has. And it was raining. And he took some blankets and just threw it. And it was as if he was working his magic. That great skill. So immediately bringing in Amma. It's very sunny. Remembering, like thinking about how sunny it is these days. I remember when first initially in Bangalore, when Brahmasthana was being built at that time, for Shani Puja, we waited for a long time in the sun, waiting for Amma's darshan. So everything will be related to Amma. So it doesn't matter whether it is very trivial, even saying, oh, food, oh, tasting this food, I remember Amma's, the food at Amma's ashram, that is also fine. Because immediately Amma comes there, Ishvara comes there. So anything with respect to Ishvara, so Ishvara will purify us. Ananda Chinmaya Hare Gopika Ramana. So Krishna, the gopis approached Krishna with all their passions. The very approaching of Krishna purified their minds, because Ishvara is like a strong magnet. If we go near the magnet, the iron piece will automatically become a magnet. So it is like a disturbance. If you have a disturbance somewhere, then the moment you go there, all electromagnetic waves will vanish. So the same way, when Ishvara is there, things have to be purified. Put alum into water, whether we want it or not. Whether we put alum in water because it gives a good taste, or because like we have to add something else. But just by putting alum in water, water will be purified. So in the same way, a bhakta always thinks about Ishvara. And since a bhakta always thinks about Ishvara, a bhakta's world is filled with only Ishvara. Therefore, there is no bhedam. And when bhedam is not there, such a person who doesn't have any bhedam, tatra ko moha kaha shokaha ekatvam anupashyatah. When a person sees oneness everywhere, oh moha, where is that delusion? There is no delusion. How can there be delusion? There is only one. Delusion means getting deluded into something. There is no something. There is only one. If there is only one, what delusion? There cannot be any delusion. Shokam. What is shokam? Shokam is when we don't achieve something. There is no something at all here. There is only one Ishvara. I am Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. If everything is Ishvara, then where is shokam? There is no sorrow at all. So that means, such a bhakta is beyond all bhedam. And since a bhakta is beyond all bhedam, such a bhakta experiences eternal bliss, as we saw in the last day. So may Amma bless us, so that we may be able to slowly get rid of bhedam, differences in our mind, by pervading it with Ishvara, seeing Ishvara as there everywhere. Whenever we see anything, remembering that all those are Namarupam in Ishvara, and Ishvara alone exists, so that our life will become fulfilled. We will continue in the next day. Namaskar.